Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Peace be on to you and welcome to another episode of the Nerd Off. That's right, the Blackout Test Premium Spinoff Nerd Podcast. I am your host, Rod, and I'm joined by several different types of nerds around here. I got my neo-nerd, Karen. What's up?
How y'all doing?
Chilling. Glad to have you on the show again. We also have, from the Insanity Check Podcast and MovieTrailerReviews.net, my angry nerd, Chris. What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Chilling. And new to the show, at least this show, but an old friend of the show, the podcast, the Blackout Tips, and all this other stuff that we do, and a person that I always see in the chat room, secret nerd, Mr. Span. What's going on, Mr. Span?
Not much, man. Chilling out. I don't know if it's a secret that I'm a nerd, though, man. I think I've been nerding it up for quite a while.
I feel like it was a secret to me. Like, I didn't realize till I saw you in the chat room for all these shows that I was like, yo, you know, consistently, Mr. Span does not miss a Nerd Off. Like, he might miss a regular show, some other bullshit. He will catch that Nerd Off pretty much every time. I said, this dude, you know, we should invite him on, man.
Well, you know, like, y'all usually do the Nerd Offs, like, on the weekends. So, like, usually when you're doing the show during the week, I'm at work. You know, I try to catch as many shows as I possibly can with you guys, man.
Okay. All right. Well, that could be that nerd denial right there. I saw that deflection. But it's hard. It's hard to listen to niggas talk for 2 hours about shit you don't care about. So you got to be in this. You're a little bit of a nerd at least, man.
Yeah. I'm acknowledging that nerdness all the way through.
We always start the show the same way. We talk about what we have been watching and what we've been playing, and I'm adding what we've been reading nerd related, because I've been reading so many comic books lately, and I need to get that out of my system. So I will actually start with the first time guest of the show, Mr. Span. What have you been playing? What have you been watching on TV or movies or whatnot?
Well, I've been playing Watch Dogs.
Okay. How is Watch Dogs? Because I'm the jury is out on me buying that shit, and I wanted to get some reviews from people I trust. So how's your Watchdog experience going?
I like Watchdogs. From what I've gotten out of it, well, first it's like, because I'm from Chicago and Chicago is near and dear to my heart. I was sold when they said they based it in Chicago. But like, as far as gameplay is concerned, it puts me in the mind of a cross between Grand Theft Auto and Assassin's Creed. Just in the of course, you know, the open world gameplay, the way that you have to, I guess, be a bit incognito in the way that you play the game, as far as like when you're pursuing like criminals, or if you're hacking folks, getting money out of their bank accounts, moving around certain missions, you have to be a little stealthy in how you move around. So, yeah, I would say it's a combination between those two games, and I think it's a really good combination between the two. I'm loving every minute of it.
Okay, cool, man, because I liked Grand Theft Auto, but I didn't love it like a lot of people. Like, I beat the missions and pretty much sat it down and went on to play my next game, right? And my thing with Grand Theft Auto, while I get the appeal and I see why other people are really into it, I've always thought they had a little bit too much variety. Like, it's a little too much other shit to do that ain't really the game. And I heard, like, one of the people that have been, like, dissing Watch Dogs have been comparing it to Grand Theft Auto and being like, there's just not enough, you know, spontaneous fun and shit. And I'm like, I'm cool with actually you just telling me a good story. And in the confines of that world, I can operate. But I don't need to be like, and now I'm going to go to the water balloon festival and shoot water balloons. Like, that shit don't really do anything for the game for me.
Is it too open? If that's such thing as too open?
Well, Grand Theft Auto is too open for me. Okay. Like, personally. Like, not, you know, not dissing anybody that likes it. But for me, my mind gets all ADD-ish and I never get anything accomplished.
The funny thing you mentioned that, Rod, is Grand Theft Auto 5 was the only Grand Theft Auto I can remember that I really finished. Mm-hmm. Like, I finished Vice City. I know I did that one.
Yeah, me too.
Like you said, it got to the point where it's just, like you said, it's so much shit to do that you're just like, okay, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, there's like 1,200 Easter eggs, and it's always shit like, you can fly a spaceship, but first you gotta go to the top of this tower, then jump off onto a helicopter, then take that helicopter and buy a boat. Once you buy a boat, you can take that boat and fly to the moon. Once you get on the moon, there's a spaceship on the dark side of the moon. And then
you get a piece of the spaceship.
Right, yeah.
12
Yeah, then you get all 12 pieces of the spaceship and you can fly the spaceship around traffic and get bored of that and hop out in 5 minutes because you're like, well, this is actually kind of some bullshit.
And so, meanwhile, the story has been done for 2 months.
Right, exactly. like I don't like one thing I do like about Grand Theft Auto, and I think I've even kept my copy, even though I'm waiting for the Xbox One version. Is they will go back and add DLC that actually is story driven.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is they'll have more content for me eventually. But the content that they add, where it's like you can get new hats, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, anything else you've been, like watching or anything like that? I know it's kind of dead season for TV.
Well, you know, I've been watching them Thrones, man.
Of course.
I've been watching that. That's really all I've been watching outside of like the NBA playoffs. I've been watching them Thrones. That's it. And nothing else is on TV.
Yeah, that's true, man. I didn't realize how many shows are going to fall off during, this time of year. I forget every time because it's this lull between this and, for me personally, Fallen Skies.
I was about to say, Fallen Skies coming back. There's a bunch of other shows coming out, too.
Yeah, it's always like that 3 weeks where everything else ends, and then I'm like, Fallen Skies kind of starts the new, like, summer series.
Yeah.
So I'll be watching that in True Blood, and unfortunately, True Blood. I just had to finish it.
This is the last season of it, ain't it?
Yes, thank God. I just had to finish it.
Yeah, I had to stop because I was like, okay,
it's not good. It's not. Yeah. I wouldn't even defend it. I hate when I bring up the fact that I watch it, and it sucks, and people try to go, nah, it's kind of good if you think about it. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. I tapped out.
I just can't stop watching. It's just terrible.
You got a completion gene. I don't.
Yeah. Karen, what have you been watching and / playing?
I've been watching Orphan Black. I haven't got that far in it, but I've enjoyed what I've watched.
Season one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Season one, y'all. So, no bone about it, but about no spoilers because I ain't got that far into it. I've been enjoying watching with you Lord of Squad.
Yeah, that's my show.
The new season of that is on. That show is actually perfect to me. It's like 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's just enough where you're like, oh, shit, it's off. But, okay, it's off, but it didn't give me too much.
Did you see the Lord of Squad episode where the chef was making the food good by yelling at it?
No.
Oh, okay. I had to see if I could find that on demand. It was so good, man. It was like, they filmed it like an actual show where they do those segments like, and now we're going to put this in the oven and shit. But it was like, yeah, you really want to spice up these greens? And then like, he would lean down real close to the greens and be like, you stupid motherfucker, get in the fucking oven and get spicy. It was like, yeah, and then you just put that in there for 45 minutes.
I've watched my first episode this week because it just happened to be on. Because I normally watch stuff that's on Adult Swim anyway. So if it was on, I was like, well, I was crying, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of my favorite skits, one time they did Basketball Wives.
Yes.
But it was, or Real Housewives, but it was just them niggas in dresses fighting each other. Dude, that's like, it was so, like, it was just filmed so well. And you know, Tyler, the creator, is just he's got real good comedic timing, but it was just funny watching him, like, he'd be like, listen, like, they were talking to each other and they were just like, why didn't you come to my birthday party, bitch? Listen, bitch, I'll come to your birthday party. Fuck you, bitch. You a bitch, bitch. And it's like, what? And they just start fighting each other. She was so good, but it's so silly. And like Karen said, it's over in 10 minutes. So even if you hated an episode, 10 minutes later, it's over. So
yes. And I think they did one joking on like X-Men and like all they people were like black. It was like black related. They had one called Hair and Mane, picking on the Hair and Mane old school stuff that women wash their hair with.
Yes.
Oh,
it was straight hood. It was so
all
good.
The names was black and hood.
Yeah. That was dope, man. Anything else, Karen? Anything you're reading?
No. Yes, I'm reading Why the Last Man.
Yeah.
I started reading that. That's actually very good, and it's very interesting what they're doing with that particular story. Shout out to Nick Jew. I got her book. When I finish that, I probably get number two, and she said somebody stole her number two, so I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to give it to you. Since to replace that for you letting me start the series.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I've been playing Fable 3 again. That's one of my favorite games. I'm ready for them to put out another series. I hope they put it out on Xbox One.
I'm sure they will. E3 is like, I think, next week. So I'm pretty sure they'll be announcing.
Yeah, if I see anything for that, like that's my game. Like, y'all go crazy for shit. Like, I really look forward to Fable. When I see the dude with the sword and the kingdom, and I know it might sound stupid to everybody else, I'm like, ah, shit. Now that's why I was upset when the other one came out, when they was like, oh, it's gonna be on Kinect. I was like, fuck that. That's not no real Fable.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I don't think you're alone in that. Fable's a pretty popular game. There's a lot of people that like it.
That's my shit. I've played it over and over and over again. I went back and made sure I got all the DLCs to it. Like, I was not playing. I got all my hours. Fable is the only game, and Roger laughs at me, and it's probably because I'm old school. Fable is the only game, and I know it's shit online, but I will actually be a nerd and buy the fucking book. You know, the little book that comes, I will buy the book. Check all my shit off. Be sure I got all my clothes. Be sure I got all my knives. Be sure I got be sure I know how to do all the demon doors. Like, and I will play it for hours. This is why I had to get my own gaming system, because me and Roger would literally fall out, because I would literally stare at this nigga like, nigga, is you done? Nigga, is you done? I want to play my game. Is you done? And like, spend half the night playing. So this is why I had, so I've embraced being a nerd because of this. And also, another game I've been playing is, if you like bright and colorful games, is this game called World of Keflins. And it's a simple game, and it uses your avatar on the 360. It basically uses your avatar, and your avatar builds houses, it builds kingdoms, it builds silly shit. But you have like these little workers to help you build the towns, and this one you go to like a grass kingdom and a desert kingdom and all this other stuff, and you go around, you build these houses, and I buy all the DLC for that. I'm surprised this game is like 2-3 years old and they still got new DLC. So I purchased all the DLC for that. So now they got one that's like damn Cupcake Land. And I mean, like, it's really, really childish, but it is so much fun. I spent hours and hours playing that game. So, like I said, I'm a nerd like you guys, but I guess I'm a different type of nerd. So that's what I've been playing, watching, and reading.
All right, cool. Yeah, I think, Kingdom of Keflins, the fact that they commit to so much DLC is dope, because it's a very simple game.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't, you know, like, if you're gonna make a simple game, it's just an Xbox Live Arcade game.
Mm-hmm.
But then 2 years later, new shit is coming out. That's dope.
Yeah, I've been having myself a good old time. I went through and I was like, oh shit, it's more download. $2.99. There you go.
Somebody killing someone in the background. What's going on here?
Nah, it's my girl. She get ready to leave.
Oh, Chris, what about you, man? What you been playing? What you been reading?
So
all that
after
stuff.
After like three, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So after like three nerdles of me not being able to play something, I can finally say I've been playing something this time. Mm-hmm. So first thing is I got the new Wolfenstein: The New Order, and it's fun. I didn't pay full price for it.
Okay.
So I traded in some games. I don't think it's worth $60. I think it's like a $20 joint. It would have been, you know, but it's actually fun. You know, it's got some things. It's not like the best, you know, first person shooter of all time. You know, because you have games like Far Cry 3 where you have open world and you do whatever the fuck you want. But with Wolfenstein, it's just, you know, it's very simple. If you played a Wolfenstein game, it's the same. And the story is basically an alternate universe where the Nazis won. Mm. And so you're playing in like 1960s where the Nazis rule the world. And so it's just kind of interesting seeing how shit has just hit the fan. And it's actually kind of depressing. You know, it's not a happy, you know, it's pretty fucking depressing. Like, it's Nazis ruling the world. So it's about as depressing and fucked up as you can think it is. But I've been enjoying it. I'm on my second playthrough now. It's fun. So I had that. What else? Obviously, played episode 3 of The Walking Dead. We did a Playing Dead for that one.
Yeah.
And so we play that all the time. But I'm telling people, The Wolf Among Us, you need to play that. If you like playing The Walking Dead and the Telltale games, The Wolf Among Us, that game, it is so fucked up. You know, we might talk about this later, because you were talking about Maleficent and how these fairy tale stories are not like, people make it seem like these are kid stories, but they have very adult themes in them.
Yes.
Yo, the fables, I gotta go ahead and read the comics now, because I'm seeing this shit, man, and it's just, it's so fucked up. You have like pimps, you have your little mermaids, you know, a prostitute. It's like, it's some fucked up shit going on in this game. And you're just like the last episode didn't even have a lot for you to do. You're just sitting around going, fuck, this is fucked up, man. So, yeah, man, it's fun. So I had that. As far as what I've been watching, like you said, it's a dead time right now, but 24. I've been enjoying 24. And I'm actually shocked, because if you told me the show was going to take 4 years off and then cut its episodes in half, I would have been like, no, it's not going to work. But I've actually been enjoying it. They've cut a lot of the filler out. It's 12 episodes, and they need to go ahead and make the chick who plays Kate Morgan the new Jack Bauer next season.
Yeah, like, they finally have a successor. Before this, they've always, like, been hopeful, like, what if we could get somebody that could take his place. This is the first person I've seen where I'm like, I'd actually watch 24 hours of this person fighting crime.
Nigga, she killed somebody with after being elevated and had her hand tied behind her back, and I was like, okay, yeah, her name is Jackie Bauer now, and just go ahead and make this happen next year, yo. Like, hey, go ahead and bring back a season 10. I'm down. Make her the new Jack, and I'm fine. She killed the fuck out of that man, dude. And she had her hand tied behind her back. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Hey, man, how fucking crazy is Jack Bauer? This nigga was fighting international crime while on the run from crime without even using a secret identity. Mm-mm. And because he wanted to. she was like, why are you doing this? He's like, this time I'm doing it for me. I was like, what? Wow. I love that character, man. It's like I'm gonna cry when he officially hangs it up, because he is my second favorite impossible white man of all time behind John McClane.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, dude, the thing that I love about that is he was so matter of fact about it. He didn't care. He was just like, oh, yeah. He was like, well, the reason why. She was like, well, how do you know all this information? He was like, well, you know those two organizations you took down before? He was like, yeah, oh, that was me. She was like, it was you. Like, the look on Kate's face was like, fuck you mean it was you? You were doing this on your own? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, yeah, man.
He told her so matter of fact that he was going to drug her.
Right.
he was just like, yeah, we got to turn you in. She's like, right, but they just going to torture me and get the information out of me. He's like, oh, nah, you're going to be unconscious.
But and this is why I think that this is why I was like, she can take over. Her look on her face was like, all right, cool, let's get it over. We're killing time.
Right. She's like, well, shit, we got to hurry up. Got to stop these bombs. So,
okay. Like, dude, I like, as soon as I saw the preview for this week coming up.
Nigga.
And they were in the team. I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm, nigga, in the preview for next week, Jack is out driving a drone that is firing missiles at him in a busy city street.
Woohoo!
And he got two passengers.
Yes!
Dog, I can't, man. Thank God that show came back, man.
Dude, like I said, 4 years off. Name another show that takes 4 years off, comes back for their ninth season, cuts their episodes in half, and is as good as this show is. Go fuck yourself. No, it's not going
to
happen.
I could literally, like, honestly, dude, if they got to the end of 12 episodes and the 12th episode was them killing Jack, and then they came back next year with 12 more episodes and it was Kate Morgan, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope they do that.
I'll be in, dog. Like, she's that good and the show's that good.
Well, not only that, but it's like, she's a good successor. I like the character, and it's a woman. So that makes it even better. I think there's, and then the whole thing revealed with her, what was happening with her husband and shit like that. I'm like, it's clear that's what they're setting up for. Like, there's no way that she does not have a bigger role next season or just take over for Jack.
They better not kill her, is all I'm saying.
Dude, I
they kill her, I'm gonna be mad as fuck, dog.
I'm rioting, yo.
Yeah.
But no. Wait. Let me fix that. They better not kill her and leave her dead. Cause I feel like she has to die at least once.
Well, that's nothing. I don't count those.
Well, no, I'm saying, but once she does that, she's officially Jack Bauer.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I don't count. To me, she's already an impossible white man.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't count dying and coming back. That don't count as killing you. If they kill her, I'm gonna be mad as shit.
What was the black dude? Was it Marcus?
You talking about Curtis?
Curtis. When they killed Curtis, I was like, so when Curtis coming back?
Dog, what?
For two episodes, I was like, so Curtis still alive, right? And then Jack was like, I killed my best friend. I was like, no, you didn't, Jack. Come on, man.
Dog. the one for me.
Curtis? I was like, nigga, come on.
The one for me was crazy because I called it when Tony looked like he got killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I told this is when I used to go to 24 parties, like me and my boys would get together, watch it at his house. And I was like, but they didn't do the silent clock.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, the clock beat. They was like, nah, he dead, man. I was like, nah, he not dead. Like I was going crazy. And 2 years later, when they brought him back, I called everybody. I was like, I told you motherfuckers Tony wasn't dead.
You got to hear the clock.
Tony did go through the ringer though. I understood why he became a traitor. That nigga went through
everything.
Like they killed everybody. His like wife betrayed him. Like everything that could go wrong for him ended up going wrong. And then that nigga was like, I'm evil now, Jack.
I understand. Yeah. So, yeah. So I'm watching 24. Nothing else right now. I need to get into the 100. I know you keep talking about it. I got it started. Mm-hmm. Start really doing that.
Yeah.
I want to, I know some people mentioned like some shows coming up, like The Strand, and there's a bunch of shows coming on Sci-Fi that I'm gonna check out too, because Sci-Fi usually has some really good shows. So I'm gonna wait for those. But right now, there's nothing really on TV I'm waiting for. And and I just picked up three Blu-rays. So I got they were all cheap. So I got the new RoboCop. I'm gonna do a review for that one. And then I went ahead and got because everybody said it was good, and the new one comes out, and I see it on Tuesday. I'm gonna see 21 Jump Street.
Right. Oh, yeah. It was pretty good.
21, yes, it was.
It was pretty funny. I was surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it was $9 at Best Buy, so I was like, okay. Fuck it.
Why? Yo, Channing Tatum really could have a future in comedy. Like, he needs to stop trying to do serious shit.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He's pretty funny.
Go ahead, Karen. Sorry.
Yeah, I agree with Roger. I would say he is, like, his comedic execution is excellent. All that other shit, you pretty, but that's it, dog.
He can't act. I mean, I just tell people, he can't act outside of just being himself,
yeah.
Which mm-hmm. is being a jokester. That's why when they did, he actually wasn't that bad in his limited time in G.I. Joe 2. Because he was joking. He wasn't serious anymore.
He was actually real good in G.I. Joe 2.
Right.
Even though they killed the fuck out of him.
Oh, yeah, they killed the fuck out of
him. Damn, they killed the fuck out of that nigga, man.
Him and The Rock, when they were sitting there playing the video games and shit, oh, that shit was great.
Best scenes in the movie, dog.
Hell yeah.
I wanted a whole movie of that shit, man. Damn, I hate they killed that man.
Yeah, and what was that other movie he played in? He stole the show. The one we went to go see it, where like the earth was like falling to pieces and,
Channing Tatum. I'll look up his IMDb. No problem.
I can't remember the name of the movie.
Well, he was actually, honestly, dog, a really underrated movie that he was in is, the one where he was fighting in the streets. He was like basically a street fighter. Nigga was
fighter or something like that. No,
yeah, it had
a back down or something.
Nah, it was a basic ass title though. Like I'm talking about
basic.
I'm talking about like some shit like fight or some shit. Like when I let's see, Haywire. He was in.
Somebody said this is the end. That's the name of it.
Okay, yeah,
he had a real short skit in This Is the End, and he literally made me holler. I was like, oh my gosh, A, where did you come from? Because he was not expected. And then B, I was like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious.
Oh, that shit was named Fighting. I knew it was some,
oh, yeah.
Some basic shit.
No, that's very basic.
Hey, he was so good because he was just a jock who didn't talk and was awkward talking to girls. That was it. And he just fight people. I was like, this is good. Like, it's short and it's good. But,
like I said, he's so limited. And yeah. Like, yeah, I mean you'll probably have, but when he was talking about his role as when he plays Gambit, I'm like, no, dude.
Yeah, I'm good.
And then the last one, the last DVD I got because it's shooting this summer, I want to see it, and you know we're gonna have a bunch of new. Apparently, there's some big news dropping about Batman versus Superman on Monday anyway. So I went and got $4.99. I got the Daredevil director's cut.
Okay.
Everybody keeps saying the director's cut is actually decent. So I was like, well, it's $4.99. Let me go ahead and watch that, and I'll do a Blu-ray review for it. So we'll see. I don't really have hopes. I actually never watched Daredevil.
Oh, it was terrible. It looked bad.
Everybody tells me that the director's cut is supposed to be the great cut of this movie. And I don't believe them.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Real bad. Me and Roderick spent dollars, movie dollars, and was mad when we left.
Yeah, I would like to say that it's not, because, you know, but no, nah, it's bad.
I know some people say that director's cuts can sometimes change a movie and make a movie go from good to bad, but I don't believe that. I think a movie can go from okay to good or great. Mm-hmm. You can't make the leap from bad to good. Yeah. Off a director's cut. Yeah. I don't believe that at all.
What the fuck could you have possibly left out?
Ain't that the truth?
You know, like, unless you actually, you know what? It's possible now, but only now, because movies are 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. It's possible to cut 45 minutes out of a movie and make it better, like they did with Amazing Spider-Man 1.
Right.
But it ain't possible to add no shit. Nope.
Right, exactly. I mean, I the best director's cut I've seen is The Kingdom of Heaven, which I actually like. Again, I like the original cut of the movie. But when you watch the director's cut, you're like, oh, okay.
It's even better.
It's better. But that's what I'm saying. It goes from okay to better. Nobody goes, oh, yeah, Daredevil. No, I don't believe it. So it was $4.99. I was like, fuck it, might as well. Yeah. And I almost grabbed Spider-Man 2 so I could do my next series to tell people that Spider-Man 2 was not better than any of the Amazing Spider-Man movies. Mm. But I'm just gonna go ahead and download that shit, because I don't want to pay my money for that shit.
I don't want to support that. Was there anything else, man, that we missed out on, or
nope, that was it.
All right, for me, I've been playing Titanfall and also Power Star Golf. It's very relaxing.
Oh, you got that joint too?
Hell yeah, dog. I'll be beating all my friends' records and shit, dog.
I'm terrible as fuck at that game.
It just takes time, man. Get used to the apparatus.
Yeah, I hit it and it'd be like double, quadruple bogey. I was like, how the fuck you get that? I don't know. I did.
Well, the other problem is that it's golf, so you're not going to ever be good.
Okay.
So that's.
Yeah, I gotta brush up on my putt game, man. My putt game is sucky right now.
Nigga, what? Like, I'll be using that B button that kind of predicts where your putt might go.
Yeah.
And even with that shit, I'll adjust and it'll still miss. I'm like, damn, I knew it was going to curve to the left. Why? And then, like, it, like any golf game and playing golf in real life, it just makes you feel stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn it, Rod. I knew that shit was going to go to the right. What the fuck?
It gives you the full golf experience.
Yeah. You miss everything except picking up, random average looking white women like Tiger Woods. That's it.
And that's exactly why I never understood, like, my black friends. He was like, are they going to pick up golf? I'm like, no. Nah. I cannot be frustrated with myself that much.
Yeah.
No.
Pick up basketball so you can take it out on other people at least.
Right.
But, yeah, dog. So, I've been playing Power Star, and I've been beating a lot of people's records, and I've been getting a lot of achievements off of it. And, that's the record thing is cool, because it definitely, even when your friends can't play with you, which I haven't tried to play, that's what I need to do, is get everybody together, see if we can play some, Power Star off together. But, I've been trying to, like, I'll play, and you can just do like this thing where it shows you where your friends all hit. So it'll be like, Mr. Span has the closest putt on this or the longest putt on this green. And so, like, when your ball lands, it points to, like, this is where Span hit his shit from. So it's a little bit competitive. Even when they're not there, you just like, yo, I wanna beat the wound guy's fucking record. Why not? You know?
Yeah, you've been doing that Twitch thing too.
And then also I've been experimenting with Twitch. Only problem with Power Star Golf and Twitch is if when you do Twitch, the overlay that tells you that it's recording is right over the bar for your golf ball swing.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's transparent, but still, like, it makes it a little tougher. So, but yeah, a lot of people came and watched. Like, I got up to, like, some crazy ass number of people just watching me play that game. But, yeah, I've been playing that. I downloaded Child of Light, and I downloaded the 2 free Games with Gold joints. So I'm expecting to get to that at some point. Might not play the Halo joint, but probably that Brotherhood joint. What I've been watching, The 100. It's good. It's good as shit, dog. Like, I had my doubts. I don't trust CW shows, but I'm trying to be more open-minded since Arrow was good. And they're reaching out and doing, The Flash. And, I caught a little bit of the originals because one of our friends of our podcast was on it. So I was like, you know what, man? I keep seeing previews for this shit. I don't have a sci-fi show other than, Fallen Skies. And I want to just check this out. And I shit just it started out kind of corny, and I'm not gonna reveal the scene or anybody's fate, but there's a scene where somebody gets brutally shanked in the fucking neck from somebody that you did not see that coming from. And the episode ends and you just like, the fuck? Like, I thought this was kind of a kid's, you know, like everyone's a little bit safe show. No, it's not that at all. Like, it was originally, like, there was an episode where a dude got speared in the chest, like, so hard that he stuck to another, to a tree. And so I was like, oh shit, this is real. But then, like, a couple episodes later, you find out that dude's alive. So I was like, oh, it's one of those shows where they don't really kill anybody and actually everybody's safe. And then they fucked that dude up with that shank to the neck and he ain't come back. I said, man, this show the shit. So people been taking some L's ever since then, man. And it's a really good examination of how petty people can be, even in life and death situations. So it's like, which is always interesting where it's like, I would save you, but you fucking my man. It's like, but y'all need each other. Y'all gonna die. Like, fuck it.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You made me mad. Oh, and something else I wanted to say. When you're talking about The Flash, I finally see, like, the extended version of...
The 5-minute trailer?
Yes. Nigga. I was watching that like, oh, my God. And they did such a great job in tying it with the Arrow. I was like, this is going to be excellent.
Yeah.
The funny thing about that is, apparently they've done some early screeners of it. Some people have seen it, and I'm trying to get movie trailer reviews into the CW's and all these early screener programs for these studios and the networks. But it's gotten all people are like, yo, it's a great pilot. Like people are like, the pilot is amazing, and if you loved Arrow or you love superhero shows. The Flash pilot is blowing people away, apparently. So
I think they're learning and getting better at that stuff, too.
Yes.
Because, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got bad reviews for its pilot.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the show later turned out to be really good. And I think Arrow's kind of the same thing. And I think, you know, the more you do these shows, the better studios are going to get it. Like, this is what people want right out the box.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And what I've been reading. Man, I don't want to go on a rant. But
go ahead, man. It's your show. Yeah.
The Avengers Infinity graphic novel and the Uncanny Avengers. Uncanny Avengers starts so good. It's Professor X dies because Cyclops killed him when he was possessed by the Phoenix Force. And they're like, okay, we need to like bring humanity and X and the mutants together. So we're going to start Uncanny Avengers team. It's mutants and Avengers. And you got Captain America and Havoc and fucking Scarlet Witch. And they got some real good shit with, I always forget the dude's name, but he's an alien. He has red eyes. He wears shades all the time. He looks like a regular dude. He's in love with Wanda. And he he's a pacifist now for some reason, but whatever. So they got some pretty compelling characters and reasons. Wolverine's in it, of course, because he's in everything. And yeah, the Red Skull gets Professor X's brain somehow. Oh. And starts using his powers to make people racist against mutants so he could take over the world. And it was going real good and real interesting. And these niggas had this big ass fight in New York. And he just escapes. And that's the end of the graphic novel. And it goes to shit immediately after. Like, he just disappears. The next volume is about fighting the twins of Apocalypse. Apparently Apocalypse found time to have two babies.
Yeah.
Like, that I've never heard of before, but suddenly they exist now. And this shit starts doing time travel. Alternate realities, other universes,
they
space
must have
travel.
A different writer.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they must have a different writer.
And I'm like, it was so bad. I was going back to be like, did I miss like something in the last chapter that would make this chapter make sense? No. It'll just start a new episode and be like, 20 years in the future. in an alternate reality, Captain America has an eye patch and he goes by Colonel America, and he's going and Havoc is leader of the Morlocks, and they live underground, and now the Apocalypse twins are coming to kill them. And like,
who thinks that's a good idea?
And not just that, you expect them to go back after this interlude, right, of whatever lesson we learned. They should go back to the original story, because that's the shit I was concerned about, and then this is supposed to impact that and explain it somehow. They just be like, fuck it. Yeah, we're not going back to the original story, dog. That, wow. We're in another universe now. Next week, we're going to do space travel.
Dude, fuck, this is why, it's terrible. This is why when you used to say, and you said it repeatedly, that why you don't get mad at the Fox movies because they're the closest to the comics. I agree with you.
Yeah.
This is why. Like, this is why when people say, why can't you say next to source material? It's like, no, you don't want that. You want
you them to definitely don't want that.
Because the shit, like, the comics these days have, like, even the comics. Hey, here's the little known secret about comics. A lot of times the shit is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we like certain things and certain storylines here and there, but a lot of times the shit is pretty bad.
Yep.
It is. It's pretty fucking bad.
Because and they you know the rails why?
All the fucking time.
You know why, dude? Because they have to sell other comic books and it's a business. So they do that shit where they're like, let's tie in this popular comic to this unpopular comic. So it's like, yeah, in this episode, it's a crossover between Ultimate Spider-Man, who everybody seems to love, the new Miles Morales, right? Y'all love him, right? And the fucking X-Force. Like, but
no, I don't give a fuck about the X-Force.
Yeah, I don't care about X-Force. I care about what Miles is doing. Yeah, but there's a Captain America crossover because nobody's been buying that shit. And they just throw it in there and fucks up the story. And it, like, Avengers is the ultimate example of that. Cause like, nigga, they would end an episode, an issue. The next issue they show you, like, at the beginning, like the current roster of the Avengers, which should tell you everything you need to know about why that comic book's fucked up. If you gotta remind me who's on the current roster every episode,
you're doing too much.
You're doing too much. You're just adding, like, one issue ended. I started the next comic, and I kid you fucking not, there were like 8 extra characters that weren't in the other one.
Oh.
I was like, but where did these niggas come from? No explanation. Now we in space fighting a battle. Don't worry about it. You'll catch on. You'll catch on eventually. Man, I don't even know who characters are anymore. I just deleted the shit off my fucking tablet, dog. I've never been more mad at a comic book, dog. And I mean, including the Clone Saga. I have never been more mad at a motherfucking comic book, dog. I wanted to throw my tablet. Luckily, it's my tablet and it costs money, so I didn't. But
right.
I would have thrown my fucking tablet across the room, man. God damn.
This is why when people who read comic books and start talking about comic movies, start talking about, well, they did it in the comics. No, stop. Or like, well, nobody cares about this character. Stop. All right?
Yeah.
Those are usually not good.
Do not read Avengers Infinity, guys. Don't even fucking bother, dog. And it started out so good. Like, that's what kills me. It's like the original writer comes in, he writes 10 episodes, and they're great. It's because he has a vision and a plan and all this shit, and you're like, this is fucking great, man. Wow. Imagine Reed Richards and Doctor Strange and these motherfuckers deciding the fate of the earth. They the Illuminati. Black Panther's up in this bitch. I love it. I fucking love it. And then like 10, after that writer goes away and you get to issue 11, it's like, well, now we're about to introduce all the characters that you hate. So, hey, here is the New Mutant. Like, nobody reads this shit. Yeah, well, nobody was reading this shit, so we wanted to give him some lines. Here's Cannonball for no fucking reason. But don't worry, he's got an eye patch. They always throw the eye patch out there like,
what are you supposed to do?
World is different with him. His life is tougher than you grew up in the comic books reading. So, yeah, fuck Avengers. I'm done with them as a brand of comic book, man. The movies, thank God for Joss Whedon. He fixed so much shit by taking shit out. But no, this other shit, no. Fuck you and fuck the Avengers and all their spin-off teams. I'm hilarious. Fucking horrible, man. I've never been mad.
Wow. I've heard you this mad about comic books before, man.
Yeah. Because I forgot. You know what I mean? I just started being like, you know what? I'll start reading this. Cause normally I just read my good ones. I'm like Walking Dead, Saga, yeah. Ultimate Spider-Man, Miles Morales version. You know, certain shit. Superior Spider-Man was great, and I got a little too, I was like, why not read more of these books? I read the fuck, it was already bad when I read Wolverine and the X-Men, the one about him being the master of the school, which is unfucking believable. After all the shit that Wolverine's done, you gonna want him to raise children? That makes sense?
Come on now.
It doesn't even make sense. But I was okay with that a little bit because it was kind of cute and funny. Then they started trying to be serious and then I was like, what if the old young X-Men came back? And what if it was a battle for the Atom and all these I was like, why y'all getting so serious? Why you adding all these characters? Nobody came here for this shit. Fuck that book too. I stopped reading that book. I deleted that shit. I can't.
This is why I'm telling you, people are like complaining about these movie scripts and I'm like, it's nothing. Like, you want to.
Yeah, we lost Chris. Chris, you there?
Did we lose Chris?
Can anybody hear Chris?
No, I can't hear him.
All right, so we got Spaz still. I think sometimes Chris shit cuts in and out. Hopefully he'll be back in a second. Let me hang up on him and bring him back. But, yeah, man, they supposed to kill Wolverine, and I can't wait.
I'm back.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. They supposed to kill Wolverine in these comic books, and I can't wait. Kill him now. Fuck it.
I don't believe him.
Yeah, he gonna come back. But kill him now. I would be 100% fine with them killing the fuck out of Wolverine because all these writers use him as a crutch and it's not adding shit to the comic book just to have him say bub and I'm the best there is at what I do in everybody else's comic book. Everybody else fuck with Wolverine.
And put out his claws.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense. There's like if I was like right now, they should have a running joke in Deadpool where Wolverine shows up and Deadpool's like, nah, I got it myself. And then he just has to leave. Like, like, why the fuck is he in everything?
Oh, you know what's funny is because he's in everything, they'll have storylines like, wait, wasn't he just on the East Coast? How's he on the West Coast right now?
Yes. Yeah. How's he another planet now?
It doesn't even make sense. Yeah. Wolverine was off the planet and fighting in the Galactic War, but right before that, he also hung out with Captain America, Deadpool, and a bunch of other people. Man, fuck. Anyway, fuck that entire shit. We got articles to read. Let's see if we can get through these. There's been a lot of drama about the Ant-Man shit, which I blame Marvel for announcing projects way too fucking early. Like, these studios and this, hey guys, 2017. Like, you know, then you get 2 years of people hemming and hawing over every little change and
anything you show.
Yeah, any actor that changes, any fucking director, writer, you know, location. And I think this is actually much ado about nothing because until Marvel puts out a bad project, I think people need to chill out. But they changed the writers because
Director.
I think it was like Edgar Wright was originally the director.
Yeah.
And he walked away from it. And
I don't think people understand why he walked away. It's like, it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Edgar Wright does a whole bunch of movies and he has control and he's been working with this project since I think 2007.
Yep.
Like, dude, they have a whole bunch of movies now. You can't just come and do your own project.
Yep.
Got to fit into the thing. So they split. I mean, simple enough to me.
And I've heard other directors talk about, like, how Marvel did shit to their, where they were like, Marvel came in and was like, that's cool, Iron Man 2 is cool and everything, but we need to introduce these characters. Mm-hmm. So, and the thing is, if you don't want the Marvel money, and you don't want to sign up to be a team player, you should walk away. Cause this is, they've, as much money as they're making, they have the right to call the fucking shots. And I think Marvel learned, from having Sony do Spider-Man and Fantastic Four and losing X-Men, I think they learned like...
You mean Fox?
To Fox.
Okay.
Yeah, X-Men does Fox. Okay. Sony it does Fantastic Four and Spider-Man.
Okay. Fox does Fantastic Four too.
Say what?
Fox.
Oh, my bad. Fox does... Okay, so other studios that aren't Marvel. I think they've been like, this is what it's like when you don't have control.
Yep.
So once we have control, we're not going to, any mistake that is made will be our mistake. If we're not letting any director come in and be like, I have a vision. That's cool. Does your vision fit in with Ant-Man becoming like an Avenger and shit? Like, does your Avenger fit in with fucking, my man from Hawkeye being in it? Cause he gotta be in it.
Yeah, because their thing, which I understand, it ain't got to be perfect, but it has to make sense to the moviegoer. So you can't be just doing all this other shit and like you getting bad and pissed and this shit don't make no sense. Why? Because people will not watch the next one.
Not to the moviegoer. It can't stand alone.
Oh, okay. It just can't. It has to be collective. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
you signed up for this. Do you want the check or not? Edgar Wright don't want the check. Fine. He can go do a bunch of shit. I still love him as a director. I have no problems with that dude. But people are starting to be panic and be like, they shouldn't even make this movie. And, you know, or should they just give up? Like, they can't find any. It's like, nigga, you shouldn't even know about this.
Or apparently the script is terrible because the other directors they're naming aren't even, we don't even know if the other directors are even in the running.
Right. You just keep getting these rumor sites like, yeah, they met with, Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, okay. sure they did, buddy.
They went to lunch.
Of course they did.
Right. I'll wait for them to announce it. Right now, I'm on, Cinema Blend, they're reporting that, they're announcing that Peyton Reed is gonna do it and, direct it and Adam McKay is gonna write it. Now, Adam McKay directed Anchorman, so maybe, I don't know if the movie's going to be funny and that's why they're doing it, or if they're just like, I mean, because I guess being an Ant-Man can be pretty silly and there could be a lot of jokes there, or if he's just going to try to do something serious, you know, you never know, but I mean, a lot of people were mad because they were like, they already released a screener for it, but that wasn't official, was it? Like, it wasn't like, this is the movie.
That was the joint that they showed at San Diego Comic-Con like either a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally let them release it. Yeah. So you could see it. So it was like 15-30 seconds.
Yeah.
Of seeing what the effects might look like, and that was early, so that's all it was.
Yeah, people was like, they had the movie done. I was like, I did not hear that. for Xbox One news, apparently we're gonna get a bunch of apps, right? And since they're not as committed to the Kinect right now, they've been doing something that I thought they should have done that they might do anyway, because I noticed that apps were trickling out, which really doesn't make sense if you think about it, because we already have Xbox 360s, we know what apps are available.
Mm-hmm.
So that it seems like they probably were just like, look, we're gonna make it where when we announce there's apps, instead of, hey, here's two a week or whatever, we're gonna be able to be like, here's 50 fucking apps.
Okay.
And right now they have 46 apps planned on coming to the Xbox One in June or later.
Crunchyroll gonna be on that bitch?
Of course Crunchyroll's gonna be on that bitch. By the way, the only one I look for.
Yes.
That was the absolute only one I looked like. I went through, I Cuban bead everything until I found Crunchyroll.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, that's cool. Yep. Yeah, okay, there it is. Okay, well then.
Yeah, Crunchyroll is the shit. If you like anime, Crunchyroll is the shit.
I'll mention some that are on here. Antenna 3, never heard of. Chili TV. Comedy Central.
That one's new.
Encore Play, Epics, Filmbox Live.
I don't know what the hell that is. They got a bunch of shit on here. I'm going, what's that?
Well, some of this is funny because it's either going to be epic or terrible, and I don't know until I see it because I don't know what it does.
Yeah.
Some of those are like TV show networks. It'll be like having like a Fox Now app, which I think is great.
Yeah, Fox Play, FX Now. I thought FX Now was already on there.
I think that's part. Some of them are probably coming to 360.
Okay. All right. Fright Flix, Go TV, GoPro, HBO Go.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm. iHeartRadio.
Don't care.
Infinity, IVI, KD Drama, MaxDome, MLG, MoviePlex Play, MTV.
That's a new one.
You know what? If I can get Catfish on Demand.
That'd be right up my alley.
You know, I might fuck with that. Like, I need to go back and watch some of the True Lives because I didn't know that show was good. And I haven't watched it until this year.
Yeah, this is my first year too. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Them True Lives, man, them shits is crazy.
What? Man, I love judging them motherfuckers. I be judging the shit.
I'm trying to change my man.
Yeah.
True Life, I'm trying to change my man.
Yeah, the topics be random as fuck too. Like, True Life, let's get this threesome popping. Like, what?
The hell is this?
That one was funny as shit.
Yeah, that's the one of the best ones.
That episode was funny as hell.
Yeah, that country black couple was my shit.
Makes me feel so better about my life, yo, watching that shit.
Say that again, Chris.
Anytime I'm depressed, I watch that shit, man. Yeah. So much better. Yeah. You know what about this list of apps, though? I'm still disappointed. And it's not just Xbox. It's not Microsoft. It's also the people that make the apps. Yeah, I need UFC to bring their app to fucking Xbox One, yo.
You're right. I didn't see it on here.
And I've been waiting for that. Because here's why I know it's taking a long time. UFC now has the Fight Pass, and where you can now actually watch all their you can watch some of their prelims. They have some free fights and things like that. They just bought, but they're doing a distribution deal with an all women's MMA promotion, Invicta. So you now get all their fights now through Fight Pass. And I have a feeling that the Xbox One app, when they do it, is going to include Fight Pass. So that's probably what's taking them a while to do it. But nigga, when that happens, I can't fucking wait. But yeah, I'm disappointed they don't have it out yet.
Yeah, you know, and maybe that's because a lot of pay-per-view shit is attached to it too. I don't know.
Well, no, that's the thing. So with the 360 app, you can buy your pay-per-view through Xbox. So I would love, oh man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it takes longer to set that up some reason. Cause the rest of these don't really have, a buy apparatus in them, you know, where you can buy something. They just have, you can watch it or you can't, but that's the only one where you can actually be like, I want to purchase this shit. So give me this shit.
This shit is so great. Cause when you buy a UFC fight through there, you can then vote on the fights among other people. It's really cool. It's really interactive. And
I think you can talk to people and shit too.
I think you might be able to.
I know with the ESPN app.
Right. So it's like, I can't wait to see what they do. They bring that to the one, man. Yeah. So I need them to hurry up and do that.
NBA is on there. That'll be an app. NHL, Now TV, Picture Box, Popcorn Flicks, Showtime, Anytime. Sky News, Sky Online, Stars Play, STV, Sci-Fi Now, Target Ticket, Tune In. Tune In? Yo, Tune In is dope, man. That's how I listen to like Dan Levitard's show. Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of radio through that. That would be kind of, if you could snap Tune In and then play a game. Yo.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Tune In is nice.
Yeah. Okay. Twitter, I honestly, man, it's funny anytime they try to like force Twitter into gaming. I feel like Twitter and gaming is just a bad combo. Like, I'm already using my hands for something. I don't want to stop to tweet it.
Honestly. Although I think when they showed that, it actually did show something that I thought would be nice. Mm-hmm. The integration of Twitter on the Xbox One, if I'm correct, it's like you're watching a TV show and you can then see the tweets and you can tweet through the live tweet as you're watching TV. So that to me was dope.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. I hadn't seen that demo.
Right. So the demo for that, I was like, oh, you know what? That actually fits how we do all the, I mean, think about Dim Thrones and all that shit. You're watching that and then you're doing like that to me was the first time I've ever seen Twitter. Cause you know that you have Twitter on like your TV and all the other things. And I'm just like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm not going to use that shit.
Right.
They did it for this. I was like, okay, now that's finally using Twitter in a way on another app that makes sense to me.
That could be dope.
That's true. Do they got Facebook on here too?
I didn't see it. No, they don't have it. USA Now, VO, Vivo, VH1, Vine.
What the hell are you gonna do with Vine?
That's an app. I don't know. Watch Vine videos. We watch YouTube on there.
They were gonna do a Vine app. Something to do with that too. They're working at kind of like the Twitter thing. But yeah, it's some apps you're like, that wouldn't be, but I think they're going to try to do something to make
it. Ain't like you got to download every app. Watch ABC, watch Disney Channel, Disney Junior, Disney XD, and watch ever.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
It's a bunch of, it looks like it's a lot of movie watching or movie rental type of apps on here.
Yeah.
And you're probably only going to use maybe one or two of those.
Yeah. I'm still convinced that if they really want to like revolutionize the app game, they need to look at phone apps and start putting those on your Xbox. Like, you know, stuff like you can see what movie's playing and order, like if Fandango was on your Xbox, if you could order a pizza on your Xbox, if you could, you know, like Pocket or like that, you know?
You do the Domino's with the 360, I believe. So I'm like, Domino's need to get on it and make this fucking app for the Xbox One because... Yo, nigga, Xbox, snap Domino's.
Nigga, what?
What? Everybody else would lose our business.
Yeah. Like, hey, I know the iPhone had a order Chipotle app, and that shit was dope. So,
Yeah, they do. And the thing is, if you smart as a company, you would jump on it first, because once people get accustomed to your app, they're probably going to stick with it.
Yeah, Xbox One devs now supposedly have access to more power, because the Kinect, you can use the power that was going to be dedicated to the Kinect to make the system more powerful, so the graphics can be better, it can move, it can operate faster. What I don't understand is, what if you do have a Kinect?
I was just getting ready to say that. What if you go out, if you buy that model and then you go out later and buy the Kinect, does that disable that extra 10% that they're talking about?
Yeah, like when you play that game, does Kinect not function? Does it turn off? Like, I guess we'll find out once, if people start using it.
And I guess my biggest question is this. The system was originally designed to be attached to it. It was designed as a combo. So then they go back and they take it off. Mm-hmm. And you have to manually put it on. Does that affect not only the graphics, does it affect your game interplay? Does it affect when you tell the Xbox on? I mean, because like you say, it wasn't.
Well, you won't be able to tell the Xbox on without a Kinect. Yeah, you lose all that functionality.
Oh, so you just got a regular box?
You couldn't do that with the headset?
Not from what I've read, no.
Yeah, because
your controller's not on.
Yeah.
So okay.
You would have to turn it on to do it.
Okay.
Fuck that. I'm not even gonna lie. We've had our Xbox over a year, and I love that bitch just like the first day I open up the box.
We have not had it open over a year.
I haven't used the remote control since, because I'm like Xbox Guide, Xbox Select, Xbox Go to Netflix, Xbox Turn On, Volume Up. I am a lazy ass motherfucker, and it meets all my needs.
That's cool. We've had it maybe 5 to 6 months. We have not had it a year. That's all.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, but yeah, I love it. I still love my Xbox One, but.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, they're putting all this stuff out about Dove, you can get more power. I don't give a shit.
That was the thing I was going to say, Chris. Am I going to be able to tell the difference? Because I can't tell the difference now. Like,
I can't.
They keep, it's so infuriating because it's a nerd argument, and I get that nerds on the internet are going to argue. It's really inevitable. And it's really infuriating because it's actually making things better for me. Cause shit is like, they're doing shit now where I'm like, well, that's stupid, but yeah, I'll take them free games. Fuck yeah.
You're gonna make Rise free in a couple months? I don't know why you're doing that, but fuck it all.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. If you think that's what you need to do, then what am I gonna say? But it's also kind of, like I said, it's kind of infuriating because I literally can't tell the difference between a PlayStation graphic and Xbox One graphics. And I can barely tell between like 360 and Xbox One. So, and I don't think this generation is going to be about graphics, but it's turning into a graphic argument. And I guarantee they're going to do all this shit. You're going to be playing your game and you're going to be like, well, they say it's 1080p, I guess. I mean, shit.
Well, you know what? The funny thing is, because of these advancements in like the display technology, the thing isn't going to be 1080p. It's going to be 4K in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody's talking about 1080p. You got a 4K display and you pumping out 1080p, you know, images. Like, well, I guess it looks high def, maybe.
I don't even know what 4K is. So.
Right. Here's the thing. I'm not going to be able to tell is the problem.
No.
Like the difference between the last generation and the one before that. Now, that was huge. Like,
yes.
I could walk into a room and go, oh, that's on a 360. Mm-hmm. That's on a PlayStation 3. Like, I could just see it, like, and I don't mean, like, between those two systems, but, like, if you had a PlayStation 2 and you upgraded to that 3, oh, nigga, you felt it.
Oh, nigga, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention something I played because it ties into this. I played that UFC demo.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I'm playing that shit, and I was just like, am I watching a fight or am I playing a fight? Like,
I saw the screenshot of it, and I didn't realize it was from the game.
Is that Bruce Lee?
No, so they have Jones. Yeah. The demo is just John Jones and Alexander Gustafsson.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm playing and I'm just like, nigga, how is, like, if graphics get better than this, okay.
Yeah, I was reading an article and it had like a screenshot, like to be like, you know, just a regular picture, like, hey, UFC's been announced or whatever the fuck it was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's weird that they would use a picture from a fight.
Yeah.
Like, why not just use the game? Nobody wants to see the fight. They want to see the game. I was like, oh, that's the game. How the fuck did they pull that off?
Any closer, you're gonna see sweat and smell. I mean,
you can see it.
I mean, not see sweat. It's like sweat gonna hit you on the opposite. Yeah. Like it's gonna go through TV and hit you. Like you can't make it no realer than that.
Right.
Oh, nigga, they dropped the that Mortal Kombat trailer, and people are arguing over whether it's gameplay or not because niggas can't tell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what's crazy though? I fucking said it was gonna take at least a year to start seeing it because it always takes a year. I remember when I got my PS2 and that first motherfucking Madden on there, I was mad as shit, dog. It looked like Lego blocks, dog. I was like, what is this shit, man? Everybody was like, it's the new Madden, dog. It's hot, man. I'm like, we only saying it because it's on the PlayStation. Like, if we still had Sega Genesis, this would be the worst Madden ever on Sega Genesis. And then a year later, Madden looked good. So I think that's what's going to happen is it'll be a year or two before we see, be like, oh, okay. Okay. That actually looks like they have more shit they can do.
Devs are talking about we can get more power because we have to worry about the Kinect. Microsoft already said that it's going to take the devs when they get the full dev kit and have a full development cycle of Xbox only or PS4 only games. With the Kinect, it was going to take them a full development cycle to develop for that. What these devs are really saying is, well, because we have this new power, we don't have a Kinect now, we can keep porting these fucking games to all the fucking different systems and get more power that way. It's bullshit. Like, I'm going to go on my E3 rant. I know we're going to talk about E3 in a minute, prep to E3. I'll go on my E3 rant then, but this all is bullshit.
You know what it's going to take is first-party titles. Mm-hmm. Will be the first ones that we see where we're like, oh shit. Cause even of this generation of titles that we just had, Forza was the best looking game.
Yep.
And I mean, I don't really particularly care for Forza, but because it was too stressful, it looked too real.
No.
Honestly. I was like, I'm fucking up my car, dog. I'm fucking up my car.
But no, you're absolutely right. It was the most real looking thing that we've had so far.
Yeah. So you know, when they start announcing shit like the next Mass Effect, the next Halo, that's when it's going to be like, oh, that's what it can look like. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm stressing right now. It's like, okay, you guys talking about graphics on games that are also ported on the PS3 and the 360. I think I don't care a fuck about that.
Guardians of the Galaxy has something special planned for IMAX 3D. What, Karen?
Oh, before you go on, when I went to go see the Angelina Jolie movie, this was playing in 3D, and it was beautiful. Like the preview was in 3D, so I really might want to see this in 3D.
Yeah,
like,
we probably have to drive across town for this one.
Everybody popped out. Like, it was beautiful in 3D.
Yeah, according to Mr. James Gunn, who apparently
he's a director.
Yeah, directed this movie. He says, Guardians of the Galaxy has been planned as a 3D film from its very inception. Yes, if you see the film in 2D, you'll get a full experience, but 3D experience promises a little something extra. Unlike many directors, I've been actively involved with converting every shot to 3D, making sure it works perfectly for the story and film, making sure it's spectacular and immersive without being silly, distracting, or overly showy. 3D conversion was once far inferior to shooting in 3D, but over the past couple years, new technology has allowed us incredible control over the 3D effects, making it equal to, or in some cases, greater than shooting in 3D. Now, I will say I agree with that because I've watched it. I've watched 3D improve, and I've seen a couple post conversions that I was like, that didn't feel like a post conversion. That felt good. Right. That being said, until James Cameron come back, then y'all gonna realize that ain't true.
Yeah.
So y'all have caught up to James a bit,
but it's different between that and literally shooting it in
that motherfucking Avatar 2 come back, we about to be like, oh no, nah, no, nah, y'all was bullshitting. Real.
When the master comes home.
Yeah. That motherfucking Avatar made me feel like I had a third eye in the middle of my brain, dude.
Man, that movie is beautiful, yo. You know, the thing about this is, first of all, the second trailer for this movie, I remember when people were like, well, I don't give a fuck about the Guardians of the Galaxy. Same about Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about, nobody cares about Guardians of the Galaxy. That's some bullshit. Then the trailer's dropped. Shut the fuck up when it's this far out from a movie. Mm-hmm. Just wait for a goddamn trailer. You're going to go see it anyway.
Yep.
Solves the problem right there. You're going to see it anyway. That's why I'm not worried about Ant-Man, not worried about Batman vs. Superman, not worried about any of this shit until I see a trailer, because I saw that second fucking trailer and was like, oh yeah, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm in. Tattoos are coming back for Madden NFL 15.
What, they took them off?
Yeah, they had to take them off because they got sued by a tattoo artist for putting his work on the cover and in the game. So they realized that that might not be too good to do. But basically, they just told players, if you want your tats in, we'll put them in. You just need to go to the artist and have the artist sign off that they won't sue us. So now they're back.
Okay.
That's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, pretty cool story, right? Especially if you're like Colin Kaepernick, like you got to go talk to your artist, dog.
Right.
You can't be up in there looking smooth and shit.
Yeah, and I guess it's also that the artist is like, hey, that's my work that y'all are promoting for free.
Yep. I read something on, it's Games Radar. Never mind, I'm not going to read this article. I don't want to support them anymore. people remember I made that promise last week. I looked at that shit. I was like, oh wait, never mind. It's dumb. Some players are hunting down minorities in Watch Dogs.
Duh.
Yep. They are going around killing regular NPC black people.
And why not?
I want to say I'm surprised.
Mm-mm. No.
I'm not surprised, guys.
Yo, why are you shocked? They hunted down and shoot you in real life.
You play enough Call of Duty, you start to realize there's a trend, and people think it's funny to make jokes about killing black people, and if you give them a game with that option, they're going to do it.
Of course.
Apparently players are hunting them down. Ubisoft's latest open world game, Watch Dogs, lets players assume the role of a hacker named Aiden Pierce. Pierce uses a mobile phone app to learn more about strangers and roaming watchdog versions of Chicago. And some players are using this information to kill digital minorities.
Not digital.
I guess the funny thing about it is, how do they determine who's a minority and who isn't, since you're all pretty much practically playing the same character?
Mm-hmm. No. The non-playable characters.
Oh.
Yeah, niggas walking down the street, they just kill them.
Okay.
you black boom.
It says, if you've seen screenshots of Watch Dogs, then you already know what sorts of information Pierce mobile app, the profiler, tells the player. Here's one example. One of them says, Latasha Holmes, illiterate, age 60. occupation.
Yeah, I have noticed that.
Yeah.
When you got the profiler running, and it'll give you the little rundown on every person walking past. You can get all their banking information and shit like that. It'll say something about this dude just cheated on his wife. Another dude just got finished buying prostitutes. They say a whole lot of little crazy shit. Yeah. So yeah, I have noticed that. That's crazy.
Yep. It'll tell you how much they make sometimes, as well as one random fact about the character. The fact can be anything from interest, hobbies, to sexual preference, everything in between. Might not seem like much. This information is genuinely changing the way people play and think about the game. This is apparent before the game even officially came out. Back when the game had leaked ahead of release, Kotaku received an email about players who hunted down certain characters in Watch Dogs. Most footage of this nature was taken down by the time we caught wind of it. But there's still at least one screenshot floating around that purported to show characters that players targeted. And it shows someone like on a screenshot, like communicating with someone, and said, you missed the black man though.
Oh, so, Lord.
Yeah. And they show people holding up black people that work at like fast food places. He said there's an unsettling YouTube video called Making the World a Better Place, which was uploaded by user Moopoke, and it shows players gunning down characters based on the information the profiler displays. So,
I understand why this is even news.
Yeah, it's just interesting. And someone sent it to us, is why it's news. I personally would have never read this shit.
No, not like you. I'm talking about like how this even made like
Kotaku
organization.
Yeah.
You know, making it, because it's just like no shit. Like, there are races out there. They do racist shit. Welcome to the world.
Right.
You know, this kind of happens all the time, you know.
In epic fail news, NBA Live is planning to release the same day as NBA 2K15.
Why the fuck are they doing that to themselves?
I saw somebody try to argue, the Wound God try to say that, aside from gameplay and graphics, that NBA Live was a superior game.
The fuck?
He had to be joking. He had to be joking.
He was.
No, man. I don't believe you, Chris.
The last NBA Live I can remember playing was like 03, maybe.
Man, have y'all ever seen the screenshots?
Oh, they're terrible.
From last year's NBA Live.
The ice skate across the floor, man. They just sliding across that.
Their faces don't look right.
They don't even look like the people.
No, they don't.
It is horrible. Man, it used to be the shit. That's what's so sad about it. Live used to be the game. Yeah. It's been horrible for a while now. It's been for a long time, at least a decade.
They're gonna get the L on that one so bad. The L is gonna be so.
They about to find out real soon how many people just don't like NBA Live anymore.
Nigga, that sales chart about to look so stupid. That shit about to look so dumb. This is like look at
50.
Yeah.
it's like you're. They're talking about they're gonna make all. If I remember correctly, they're talking about how they're gonna make all these changes. We're gonna fix it. It's gonna be better. Nigga, it's only been a year.
Yeah.
It's only been a year. You just put out a game, and it was horrible.
And the last one, y'all said it was fixed, though. Because y'all took a year off. So, yeah. And then not to mention the secret hidden NBA Live game that came out but didn't really come out because it got such bad reviews that Kevin Durant stopped promoting it. Yeah, fuck that. Anyway, Microsoft's game with gold is here. Max Curse of the Brotherhood, Halo Spartan Assault, you can get those for Xbox Live, Xbox One. You can get a 50% discount on Crimson Dragon, but I heard mixed reviews of that one, so I don't know how much that off that is. I don't know how much that costs. Dark Souls is available until June 15th on the 360, while Charlie Murder and Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition will be free June 16th to June 30th. So
I'm gonna cop that.
Yeah, I mean they free games. I download all them shits because they free.
Yeah, yeah. I found myself doing that on PlayStation with those free games on PlayStation Plus, and then I realized a lot of them games weren't really that good. So yeah. I deleted them shits. But yeah, man,
I download them. I delete them later.
Yep, check them out. Yeah, if you don't like it, get rid of it.
Channing Tatum says he wants to change superhero movies with Gambit.
And this is what I'm talking about. Like, dude, you can't act.
Yeah, yeah. How? How you gonna change it?
Like he, like you said, he can act as himself in that silly role. Like I said, I've heard good things about 21 Jump Street. I've heard good things about 22 Jump Street. I think he's good on that, but Gambit is not that. So someone
need to ask him straight up. Like, can you do a little bit of Creole accent right now? I mean, since you're about to change everything, right? Go ahead and give me some Cajun. Well, I don't want to. I mean, I had to get into character, and you know, I mean, it's a lot of people in here, and you know, I'm more of a method actor, so I don't, you know, maybe not right now. No, go ahead, dog. You want to change the game, right?
Since someone told me, I thought he was from that area.
Yeah, I heard that too. I've never heard him talk like that. Have you?
Nope. I don't. I have the thing that gets me about it. It's like he's from that area. And I still don't trust it, yo.
Yeah, he got to show it. Show and prove. I want at least an I guarantee, at least, before I give him any slack, dog.
He got to vine it or something, yo.
Something. Keep doing them 22 Jump Streets and shit, dog. But I'm not too excited about Gambit, honestly. So there's been a bunch of games delayed from 2014 to 2015. Which I'm not surprised by because a lot of shit was almost too good to be true. I'm hurt though because the one game I really wanted is the one that's moving. Batman Arkham Knight is really the only game I was really like. I'm going to Titanfall and this where we're like I'm going to get these games this year. But I'm not hurt because Rocksteady learned that you don't release a half finished game. Because the people that made the last Batman Arkham game, which wasn't Rocksteady, by the way, they saw the reception that shit got, and they like, nah, let's get all the way done.
Let's work all the bugs out.
Yeah, so I'm cool with it, but yeah, that's moving. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I would be hurt if I didn't hate The Witcher 2. It was so hard to play. So clunky. The Order 1886, that's a PS4 exclusive. That's getting pushed back.
Shit.
Yeah, a lot of people were looking forward to this game.
It looks pretty.
Didn't they put a demo out or something like that? Or it was a live game?
Live gameplay in February, in February. Quantum Break, which never had an official release date, but people expected to see it in 2014. It's not happening.
Because they showed it at E3, which they also showed as well. Yeah, okay. I'll say my E3.
It won't be at E3 2014, by the way. So, Dying Light, which is a parkour inspired zombie game.
Oh, yes, needed that.
Yeah, what is zombies, you don't say.
That I needed that I in my life.
Anything else with that?
Can we do a TV show about vampires while we're at it? Don't have enough of those. The Division, which actually, man, it got pushed back earlier this year, but I was kind of excited about it because it's Tom Clancy. And it looked like Ghost Recon, but in the city. And I remember how much fun I had playing with Chris and Brandon and Kev, fucking around in that other Ghost Recon Future Soldier. So
that shit was so much fun, yo.
Yeah, imagine being able to do that shit in the city, man. That would have been fun. So maybe next year. Mad Max, I wasn't excited about that shit at all. No. Valve Steam controller getting pushed back.
What the hell is that? A controller?
Yeah, a controller, Karen. Like. For the Steam boxes that we've talked about on the show before.
Are they even out?
No, apparently not.
Come on, Steam box out.
Oh, yeah, I would think they were.
I don't know.
I have no idea, but you know what I'm thinking, though.
I better get one.
How could you have one with no controller?
That's what I'm thinking.
Because you'll be like, I love my Steam box. I ain't seen that being tweeted or posted on Facebook.
Yeah, like, would you... like, do you have one and the controller just not a Valve controller, or do you just not have a Valve? I don't know.
Or do they use keyboard and mouse? Because isn't Steam more so geared towards PC gaming?
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Like, the Steam box will be like the replacement, like a console, though, for them.
Yeah, you hook to your TV.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone tell it in the chat. Mortal Kombat teaser is out. Everybody loves it. Polygon.com wrote this is everything wrong with modern trailers for video games. I think they are the people that believe that it's not gameplay footage.
But it's a teaser, so most aren't gameplay trailers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a teaser.
Yeah, it was just one dude's opinion. I don't give a fuck.
I swear, people, man, they run out of shit to complain about, man.
Mm-hmm. So it's about time for. Oh wait, let me actually before we get to Chris's rant, let's see if we can cover a couple more stories. Game of Thrones, George R.R. Martin will kill you for $20,000. He wants to raise money for a charity to save some wolves or some shit. So if you pay him $20,000, he will write you into his next book and then have you killed.
Oh, the most hipping game is real.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. Is he going to fucking write you with a normal ass name? Because if so, mm-hmm. I'm out.
No. You're going to get a black name like everybody else in the book.
No, I'm just saying. If it's like Melisandre, fucking Khaleesi, Daenerys, Jorah, and Bob, then fuck it. Then don't do it.
I want a cool name.
Yeah. But, yeah, it would be cool, though, to get killed. He got to rename my shit. My shit too white. Roderick Morrow, that's not going to...
He'd probably give you, like, some type of Game of Thrones type last name. He'd probably let you keep your first name and give you some strange last name.
Yeah, that's why. I want a nickname, too, and shit. Like how he got Littlefinger and the Imp and all this shit. I want a fucking name.
Oh, yes. Believe you me, he gonna find several people pay him that to get in that book.
I want to be like Big Nose, Wide Eyes, some racist, some kind of racist.
Darky.
Yeah, Darky. Roderick the Darky, he's on his way.
They kill him all.
We got to have his money. In Thailand, protesters have begun using the Hunger Games salute, the three fingers in the air. That's pretty nerdy.
Mentioned they all died when they did that, so I wouldn't exactly.
Yeah, they did that for Rue and then immediately got their ass whooped by every police in sight.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good point. Don't do that, Thailand.
Yep, sorry. I'm not sure at all what I think that cue from the book, yo.
Yeah. Let's see what else. There's a study that says gamers are more educated, more social than people that make fun of them.
Yeah, they are. And they're older, too. The average gamer is like 25.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. We gotta afford to pay for this shit somehow.
Ain't that the truth?
And we hang out with each other. We got Xbox Live. Lupita joins the Star Wars cast.
Nigga, I am so up, man. JJ is... I want to cry, yo.
He's so good.
He's smart.
We got a black lead and we got Lupita. Nigga, I'm...
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see this movie, yo. I can't
wait for the nerd backlash and the racism.
Because it's coming. It is going to be mwah, marvelous.
Yes. It's going to be so good.
This is going to be the best racism ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's got an outside chance of being best racism ever because it's Star Wars.
Oh, they love Star Wars
that
now.
That coveted white franchise has been actually mediocre. So there's no way it won't be the best Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Got to be.
So it's going to just be people rejecting the fact that it's black people. It's gonna be good.
Well, what I thought, because I know a lot of people said, or like, you know, I think you were one of the people too, said, like, hoping she would be a Sith, which I think would be cool.
Nah, that's I'm not hoping that. That's Najela hopes that, which nothing wrong with being a Sith, being Ventress. That's cool. I don't mind villains. It'll be better if she's a love interest though, because that's that coveted white woman role.
Right. No, the reason why I say it'll be great if they make her a Sith is because then you'll get black people hating on it because they had to make her evil.
See, that's what I'm trying to avoid, though.
Right. I know that's gonna happen. There's no way. I'm calling it out. There's no way they can win with this movie. Yeah. Like, if they get good reviews, best Star Wars ever. It's gotta be. But no matter what they do, it's gonna get heat. And there's going to be think pieces written about it. I can't wait.
If she is evil, she got to own it. Like, it's got to be like she's evil and everybody's favorite part of the movie. Mm-hmm. She can't be evil and people be like, oh, and then they killed her. Like, nah, it's got to be like she going to have to be Darth Vader level evil or nothing. So I hope they don't make her evil. I want it to be more mad. I want her to be the love interest of the main dude. And people see that black love on screen and walk out.
Yeah.
Like, is this black man kissing a black woman?
How dare you?
In a sci-fi movie? No.
Dark skin black man.
Mm-hmm. Two dark skin black love. I hope Wesley Snipes is their father.
I can't wait.
Oh, it's gonna be so good. Oh man, I'm so ready for that shit to come out. Oh.
No, and the crazy thing about it is, I remember when Disney first announced they were doing this and they were gonna make an episode 7. We were all like, man, nope.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. Dude, and then we started thinking about it. I was like, wait a minute. Wait, so you mean no George Lucas?
Yeah. I was the one on board. Because I was like, if y'all have been watching Clone Wars, the less George Lucas, the better.
Right, and that's what I was like. You were like, wait, you're right. No George Lucas means this could be fucking amazing.
Yeah, the universe is great.
Right.
It's not. He made a good universe. He just don't know how to write a story, so. Right.
At all.
Sorry, George, if you're listening, but come on, Red Tails, man.
Right.
There's a dude that wants to get Oculus Rift for chickens.
Why?
Why?
Is it gonna make my chicken taste better?
He wants to improve the lives of chicken in captivity so they can get a virtual reality headset and feel like they free. The project is called Second Livestock. And it calls for VR headsets to be designed for and used on chickens.
This is sometimes why you don't let nerds like have like Kickstarter and shit like that, yo.
You know what was the most terrible part about this? He thinks he's helping because it makes the chickens' lives better. He's hurting because it makes chicken more expensive.
I was just thinking that, like,
because they're gonna pass that on to us.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but the chickens are just going to sit there, get fatter, because they're not going to be moving around. So that means you can cram more of them in.
Yeah, a Bojangle 6 weeks, though, that shit going to cost so much money if every chicken had a virtual headset.
Nigga, we'll just get them a flat panel TV.
Yo. Yeah, what? Man, can we just, like, throw some, can we just get a tube TV and just show the sky like they flying, because chickens never get to fly anyway. It doesn't matter.
24 hours of the Sky Channel or the Grass Channel, yo. We call it a day, yo.
Yeah. And knowing this motherfucker, he probably be showing like revolutionary material to the chickens. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to uprise.
What movie was that? Chicken Run.
Yeah.
They were trying to get free. The farmers would be coming in every all kinds of shit set up. They'd be like, what the fuck are these chickens doing back here?
He gonna show that one episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force where the turkey came back.
Oh, God.
Talking about the turkey uprising and shit, killing everybody, killing the apes.
I should have gotten a snack. Yes, you should have.
A long, long time ago. Right. The smoke came through. Marvel wants his video games to be connected like his movies. Good luck.
Well,
movie related video games are typically the worst shit on the planet. Now listen, I'm not against this because it might make the games better.
Right.
So, because they can't be worse. Mm-hmm. Because they have been so bad. Because
they rushed to get them out.
The last good Marvel related video game I played was Deadpool. And that's because there's no movie related to it. And the Wolverine joint was good because it wasn't about related to the movie at all. And other than that, I think Ultimate Alliance. Maybe back in the day, Spider-Man on PS2.
They had those X-Men Legends joints.
Yeah, was that good?
Yeah, those were pretty good. I actually okay. have one and I play it sometimes. It was really good. I played Legends too.
X-Men Legends.
I think it was called. Like,
is that where you become an X-Men and shit? Like you create your own dude?
It's like a little. You can have like a team of like three or four of them, and it's like you go around and it's like an RPG.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. That's a little different, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, even that, it was like X-Men Legends 2, the Rise of Apocalypse 1. But like I said, that was. You don't get a lot of those. Right? Yeah. It's so few good like superhero games. Period.
Right, especially related to a movie.
No.
Yeah, when they do it to the movie, when they try to relate them to the movie, they pretty much make it as like a playthrough of the movie, which what makes it, you know, it's not really a lot of originality to the whole mechanics of the game. Like, okay, you've seen the movie, now play the game.
Right, and then half the time, if it'll come out like right before the movie. Mm-hmm. So if you play the shit, you don't spoil the movie for yourself.
Well, not only that, but the graphics are always terrible.
Right.
Yes.
And the gameplay. And then they always add like two extra chapters that aren't in the movie that would have made the movie better. Where it's like, you get to fight the vulture above the city. Like, well, this ain't in the movie. Mm-hmm. Why y'all didn't do it then? EA will reportedly stream games directly to Comcast cable boxes. Sounds like a great idea, except you don't have any controllers for a Comcast cable box. So they're talking about possibly tablets being used as controllers.
Mm-mm.
That sucks.
Just buy a fucking video game system, all right, guys?
Yeah, if you don't go through that much trouble, just buy a video game system. Yeah.
I've tried to play video games on my tablet without a controller. The on-screen controls suck.
Yes. No. It's not as responsive. It's easy to fuck up when they don't have a physical object. And they're saying they'll be streaming to PlayStation Now Ready 4K Bravia sets. For example, so people are excited about that.
That name sounds like some shit ain't nobody got.
Well, it is kind of.
Okay.
That's what Span was saying. The 4K is the next new shit and no system putting out 4K yet. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, but hey, you know, good for them. YouTube is acquiring video game streaming service Twitch for $1 billion.
Makes sense.
Yeah. What took them so long?
Ain't that the truth?
That like sometimes you hear emerging, you like, and that's why you make money right there. So yeah, EA streaming the cable boxes, YouTube buying Twitch,
which makes sense. That means your Twitch stuff will go on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't already do that.
I think you can already put it on there. You can publish to it, but it'll just be one less step, and it'll make it official.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Google owns YouTube anyway. Nintendo apologizes for lack of virtual equality.
Not virtual equality.
They had games, Tamagotchi Life, where apparently you couldn't pick like gay relationships and shit, so they changed it. Good for them. James Cameron hired 4 screenwriters of script to make 4 more Avatar sequels, I believe, or 3 more Avatar sequels. Unlike other people, I'm 100% here for this shit.
I know, me too.
I had no problem with them Avatar movies. I didn't know it was a problem until I got home and niggas was mad. I was like, what are we mad about? It's such a simple story. I was like, y'all didn't feel that third eye in your fucking brain?
Yeah, he's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Was that just me that was reaching up at the screen like I could touch it?
People didn't complain about Avatar until the award season came and then they were talking about Best Picture. That's the only time people didn't, because when it first came out, I remember everybody's reaction was like, that should be the greatest shit I've ever seen. Mm-hmm.
Everybody walking out the theater had the same, like, God damn, that was great.
Right, right.
Everybody. And niggas got home and tried to change.
Nope, I'm good. I was like, yeah, go ahead. And he's taking his time on that shit, too? Okay, mm-hmm. Take your time, man. Yeah. I'm going to go in and watch this shit, and we're going to start feeling the movie. Like, it's going to reach out and touch us.
Right.
I can't wait.
Charlie Cox is set to be Daredevil's star. He's the dude from what was my favorite? Boardwalk Empire. He was in Boardwalk Empire, and he was good in that shit. So I know him as an actor. And,
anything better than that Ben Affleck? His shit was terrible.
Yeah. Well, Chris will find out soon. Here's 2 stories I'm saving for Chris. Okay. First one. This is from Complex.com, the Complex.com, that pop culture site. Marvel might cancel all Fantastic Four cars because of Fox's upcoming movie. Sources have told both Bleeding Cool and Comic Book Resources that the company is looking to put both Fantastic Four and Ultimate Fantastic Four comics on hiatus for time being because of Fox's upcoming franchise movie reboot.
Why do they act like they both can't be happening at the same time?
Shh, this is for Chris.
Oh.
Go ahead, Chris, man. What you think about this story?
Bleeding Cool is the worst tabloid site for comic book news in the world, yeah. Like, that's not true. They've already, like, so this, whenever Bleeding Cool comes up with an article, they have this thing about Fantastic Four, because it's the same article and same site and same dude that try to say that Fox is replacing the entire cast and the director for Fantastic Four, like, shortly after they announced what the cast was.
Yeah, Rich something, right?
Rich Johnson. Yeah, he's from England. He's full of shit. Yeah. And that turned out to be false. So when this happened, you know, they said, oh, no, because they're doing their 75th anniversary, and they told them not to use anything Fantastic Four related and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, so what does that have to do with the movies, though? That has nothing to do with the movies. Maybe they just have their own reason, because Marvel does have a bunch of movies coming out where X-Men, they have Guardians of the Galaxy, so maybe they want to promote that stuff, and you know, Fox has X-Men, so it can't be about them and Fox. Maybe that's what it is. But the great thing about this is, so they post this, and then later, earlier this week, Marvel comes out and announces they're doing a new Fantastic Four series where they're talking about 100 years into the future or something like that, and they have a new Fantastic Four book coming out, Fantastic Four number 1. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. So
wow. I'm sure that they issued a retraction, apologized, No, they did not. Oh.
No.
Okay.
Dude always hits me up. And I don't add him at all. I don't add his site. But every time I mention Bleeding Cool or his name, he finds it, searches his name, and then tries it. Well, no, that's not what we said. That's not what we said. We didn't say that. That's not what okay, whatever. He's now, at one point in his article, he's tried to say that they tried to walk it back, and he was like, well, we might have just saved the Fantastic Four. So when I told him when I said it on Twitter, I was like, so what you're trying to say is that you wrote an article to save people's jobs. Like, well, that's not what I said. Okay, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what did you say? That's just not what I said.
Right. Okay. Yeah. He writes troll articles, and that's what this is. And, there's no facts to it at all. They're just huge speculation, and we have no idea if – well, we do now because they put out a Fantastic Four comic, so –
okay. Yeah. All right. I just thought that was funny because Chris talks about it all the time, how these rumors start with no fucking, like, reason. And then they start on these obscure sites that have no code of ethics. And then they work their way into, because Complex magazine is a pretty big magazine online. And they're quoting Bleeding Cool as the source.
Dude, that's why I went off on it. Because everybody else was doing it too. Not just a lot of, I think ING might have got, like, a lot of bigger sites. It was like when TMZ was still hit or miss with their news, and you would get CNN quoting TMZ, and you were like, but it's TMZ. They don't have any credibility yet. Granted, TMZ's earned its credibility and gotten to that point, but before then, when CNN would quote TMZ, you'd be like, but they have a 50-50 chance of being right. That's not good odds. You have better sources. Why don't you find something else? Yeah, no, that's not what they happens anymore. So, yeah.
All right. And then the next one is E3 2014 rumors. Talk about some rumors, y'all. These have not been confirmed. These just speculation at GameSpot.com. Make your own Mario game for 3DS. That is a rumor that they have. They claim somebody obtained an image of Nintendo's booth on E3 show floor, and it shows Mario Maker, and it looks like a hand is moving pieces around on the screen. So, NFC figurines for Super Smash Bros. Nintendo France is going to possibly put out some figurines for Super Smash Brothers.
I don't care about either one of those.
Grand Theft Auto 5 coming to current generation. Rockstar has said that they plan on releasing Xbox One, PS4 games this fiscal year. While that could be recently renewed Agent and Update, one of the best selling games of all time, seemed a little more likely at this point. But the bigger question is, will it be timed exclusive for Sony or Microsoft? Why would you do that with an old game? Either way.
Yeah. It wouldn't make much sense at all.
Yeah. you could just go back and turn your 360 on, or Dance Central 4, while the Xbox One is removing the Kinect just in time to for this Kinect focused game.
Yeah, you know what I hope they do. I
like that rumor wasn't positive, but go ahead, Kat.
Oh, no problem. I hope what they do, and maybe this is just me being an asshole, I hope that they release the ones without the Kinect just to get people to shut the fuck up and continue to put shit out with the Kinects and be like, motherfucker, you will spend that extra $100 whether you want to or not. You might as well went ahead and spent the extra $100, but since you choose not to, and 60-70% of people that own the system already have Kinect, which means if we put anything out, if those people buy it, we can't go back now. Like, they've made it to where it would be stupid for them to go back. So yeah, you made this and make all kinds of shit that requires a Kinect and be like, you can buy if you got the Kinect.
Well, I've said before, I mean, if you're a game developer, you have to develop for the Kinect if you have that option, because majority of Xbox One owners have a Kinect.
Yes, they do.
So, I mean, yeah, we'll see what happens, but until that number flips, the majority of owners have a Kinect. It's not like the 360 where... Right. The majority owners didn't have one. No, the majority owners on the one have one. So, who do you make the game for?
More PlayStation 4 HD remakes. A lot of rumors have leaked about the current gen remakes of Halo games, but we've heard rumblings that Sony has their own HD reveals as well. We already know about The Last of Us for the PS4 update, but you can expect a few more games to get a chance for more exposure. Am I the only one that doesn't really care that much about the fact that it's a HD remake if I've already played it? Like, the only game that I got excited about that for was Tomb Raider. Yeah. And it was because there was nothing else, and Tomb Raider was one of the best games I've ever played in my life. But, and then it just came out like 6 months ago or some shit.
We got it for cheap.
Like, I wouldn't have paid $60 for that shit, even though I love it. Like, nope. Not to play one game twice. New Mortal Kombat. Well, see,
I know, for me, with The Last of Us, I bought it for the PlayStation 3, and it was like right before I got my PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really played my PlayStation 3 since.
Okay.
For them to bring it back, you know, for them to re-release it for the PlayStation 4, like, all right, cool, that makes, I'd get it for the PlayStation 4, simply because I haven't been gaming on my PlayStation 3 much at all since I got the PS4.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense, so.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? That actually makes sense, because they're also going to be eventually bringing in The Wolf Among Us and The Walking Dead, which I can't wait for, because I'm tired of having to turn my 360 back on for that shit.
yeah, that's the problem, is I keep looking at... I'll be looking at them games like... I'll be looking at my 360 like parents look at that one kid that's fucking up in school.
Dude, it's a controller. It's a controller that does it for me.
Yeah, even when the controller don't feel right in my hands no more, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat got confirmed. Big third party Xbox One exclusive, and just a bunch of question marks. Okay.
What does that mean?
That means there's nothing to announce or any rumor to have to even write that.
Clickbait.
Yeah. Halo, the Master Chief Collection. Sony says the journey Halo 5 Guardians 2015 will begin this year, but what could that mean? According to Engadget sources, Microsoft is bundling Halo Combat Evolved, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4, and a special package for Xbox One called the Master Chief Collection.
That shit sound expensive.
There's no word on whether Halo 3 ODST or Halo Reach will also be included.
I feel like a bad Microsoft or Xbox owner and yeah. Say, I'm just not into Halo.
Yeah, Halo has never really done it for me other than the stories. I don't get into the online play, and I hear that's what most people love it for. So, whatever. I mean, if it was cheap enough, I'd get it, but I don't plan on buying those games. Majora's Mask on 3DS. So if you have a 3DS, they might be announcing Majora's Mask.
No re-release.
Yes, yeah, a re-release, of course, because it's Zelda and it's Nintendo, Karen. You know Nintendo ain't about to make no new Zelda. Are you crazy? You got your fucking mind? Get one of those every 10 years. That's it.
That's why you're making heart monitors and shit.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare Collection for PS4 and Xbox One. Won't be copping that.
Mm-mm. I'm off that. Yeah. I'm off COD, man.
Yeah, I'm off the ground. I don't do the ground in my shooters no more. I fly now. I cloak. Battlefield Hardline, which has been confirmed. So that's cool. Project Beast for PS4. So that's a game from the people that made Dark Souls 2. And they're in a supervising role, but they're not actually making it. So those are the rumors. We'll see what happens next week with E3.
We will.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. So does this year Sony go first since Xbox went first last year? Do they rotate those positions? I
feel like Sony will
probably
never
flip a coin.
I feel like Xbox will never go first again.
Oh, never.
They learned their lesson.
Oh, they was like, we went first last year. Motherfucker, it's your turn.
When we walked out stage, y'all niggas had a PlayStation Eye on y'all shit. And we came back, y'all was done.
Yeah, you kicked that motherfucker off the table. Nope. Yeah, so. You go first.
But all right, man. Chris, unless you had something to say about the E3 thing, I'm about to wrap up.
Yeah, I might be the only nerd who's like this, but I never give a fuck about E3. Like, I know this is like the big week and everybody's
coming. Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Like, I didn't have the most no shit Sherlock article this week. Are E3 demos intentionally deceptive? Yes! Shit, you dumb motherfucker. You
know? And it's all for arguing and winning the debate with nerds online. It's not even for gamers at this point. It's like, it'll be a lot of, well, they announced 17 games and your team only announced 16 games.
And
Chris's shit just cut out as if to say, no, nigga, you're not going to do this.
He raised his voice and was like, you are too loud, sir. Click.
Yeah, he was like, and fall.
He put him in timeout.
He was getting into it. He was all laughing up and
shit. Yeah, Comcast.
No, Kyle's so mad.
Oh, there he is.
He put you in timeout, Chris. Yeah,
Comcast said, not now, man.
I was just about to say, you were like, yo, my team has 17 games. Yours has 5 will come out.
Right. And
the same 5 games on both sides. Look at the list we just went through of games that got pushed back. Dude, like only 2 of the big games that people were really talking shit about really came out. Mm-hmm. Watch Dogs and Titanfall, or in our infamous Second Sons. That's it. Rise, everybody talking about Rise. Not good. Yep. What other game came out there everybody was really looking for?
Arkham Knight is moving to 2015.
Oh, I'm talking about from last E3.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
We had The Order. You had all these fucking games. None of the games coming out. Like, everybody was like, PlayStation 4 told us what we want to know. It's about the games. Nigga, no games are coming out. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't go to E3 waiting for games because they're going to show you their best shit that you can't play and that you won't play for fucking 2 years. Like, apparently they showed Watch Dogs in 2012. Nigga, we just got Watch Dogs 2 years later. Mm-hmm. And no, like, this is why every time E3 comes up and people are like, oh, yep, this is going to, I'm not excited. I'll be excited when we have the game on the shelf.
Me too.
When we see the launch trailer for the game. That's when I get excited. Mm-hmm. E3 don't mean shit, but for people who write about E3 or for nerds to complain about for the next year. Because they're not going to have games to play because the game won't fucking come out. Remember, there was The Division, Dynasty. There's all these fucking games. Not out yet. Not out yet. So, what are we going to do at E3?
Yeah. I'm it's going to be funny because everybody's going to be all excited. And I'm always more of a, okay. You know what I mean? Like, if that happens, that would be great. Not getting my hopes up.
And anytime we do get some revolutionary shit, you either do what Sony did, which is like, oh, fuck, it got bad reception. We're not going to talk about that shit anymore. Yep. Or you do what Microsoft does when it comes out with some revolutionary shit. People go, we don't want that. We want our disc.
Yep. Okay. Or the worst shit, or the worst shit ever to me is the, oh, my God, they announced blank. And you're like, that, when's it coming out? 2057.
Like, yeah, nigga, I'll be 45.
Yeah, you're like, okay, man. Well, that's cool. Hopefully we'll get that before I die.
We're going to get so much news this week that we can't do shit with for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate E3 week. It's not even, like, people complain about San Diego Comic-Con. At least with San Diego Comic-Con, most times, most of those movies come out on schedule. You know? It might be 2 years out, but you know in 2 years you're getting that game. With games, you'll be like, coming out fall of 2015. Fall of 2015 comes out. So what happened was, next E3, we're going to show you some real... No, I'm done with this shit, man.
The company goes out of business and shit. Like, yeah. Yeah, too much shit can happen.
The dopest trailer ever. Remember, what was it, the game? Colonial Marines?
Yep. Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Company got bought. They sold it out to another person. Then the game was bullshit. Yeah, I don't get excited about anything at E3 unless it's something that is confirmed and can happen in the near future. If it's fucking wait 3 years and this might happen, I don't care.
If the game has a release date this year, I'll be excited for it. Other than that, I don't believe them.
This shit just like Mass Effect 7. Okay, we'll see. somebody said that there's an awful Trayvon Martin reference in Watch Dogs. I hadn't heard about this.
I heard about it.
I'll just go ahead and add it to my fucking with black people for the regular show. We'll see you guys next time. Hopefully, the post E3 show, we'll have a lot to talk about and stuff. Although, I've been saving it up every couple of weeks because news has been far few between. But thank you, Chris. Check him out at movietrailerreviews.net.
Mm-hmm.
And Insanity Check Podcast, man. Had one of my favorite guest appearances ever on that show last week. People still talking about it. It was so fun.
Nigga, that was the greatest show ever. Haven't gotten another text yet, but yeah,
the show that almost didn't happen.
Yeah, the show that almost didn't happen.
And of course, Mr. Span from the Span Report. Make sure you check him out, man. Very great podcast, and also, man, just a secret nerd. Never really put it two and two together until now, man. But
hey, man, it's been a long time thing. It's been a long time thing to be a nerd, man. I deem myself the cool nerd in '97.
Not in '97.
And if you deemed it yourself, then you know you're a nerd. Because anytime you come up with the shit for yourself and other people don't say it, is like I'm the cool nerd. Sure, you're
I'm the cool nerd. Sure. I'm the guy on the basketball team with a 3.7.
Yeah,
just rocking out. Yeah, that was me. That was me. '97. Yeah.
Now we know why Span got all them guns. niggas ain't stealing his books twice.
No, they
no,
not.
Sir.
You got me once.
Thank y'all. Man. Thank y'all, everybody, and we'll be back soon. Peace.